Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Hello, turkeys. You're listening to the greatest thing on the internet ever made, the Metal Geeks. Rock out with your penile implants out and be geeky about it.
Hey, boy, you like to party? Well, come on down to Metal Geeks and slap out with your geek on your face. On the internet, Skype it, eBay.
Comic-Con balls.
Thank you. I was about to say stop beatboxing. We need to say balls so we can start the show. Welcome to the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with my co-host,
George motherfucking Tripsis.
And Dave's not here, man. So we brought in the voice from the other room and put her behind the mic because we have some controversial topics to discuss.
This time we can actually hear her talk.
We can hear you talk,
instead,
so go ahead. And,
instead of us relaying information.
That's right. So our wiki and Google finder from the other room.
Our top researcher.
Introduced, it's my wife, the better half, it's Kimu Borgir.
That's right, this is Kim. Kim on the mic. No mic on the mic.
Talk into the mic.
I'm talking into the
mic. There you go.
There you go.
The mic.
Pause for effect.
Pause for turning her up. So welcome to the show, everyone.
Turned down for what?
What?
Turned her up, not on.
What?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Did the difference, you know that.
So what's
giggity?
Going on, guys?
What have you guys been up to? I know we have a lot of topics to discuss. We are recording this during the first night of the San Diego Comic-Con. I'm sorry.
No, you said it wrong.
Kevin Smith says a Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
That's where
Can
a bunch
you
of...
still say that? Because he's like hosting Comic-Con for IMDb this year for the first time.
That's right, he is.
That's right.
He has a no-cut cursing rule.
Really?
Weird. Yeah, they told him no curse words.
Wow.
Good
How
luck.
How can he not curse?
Good luck on that.
So that'll be interesting to see any feedback or whatever.
So there's been a lot of news coming out of Comic-Con just on the first night.
At least in the last 20 minutes.
Last 20 minutes as we got home and got ready to record, we've seen a lot of good stuff. So we saw the trailer for The Defenders.
Well, a teaser trailer.
Teaser trailer.
Yeah, it's not a real trailer. It's
and
just
they,
like
use,
a...
they use Nirvana, Come As You Are, and they actually use... the real version of it in a little remixed, but then,
it was a remix version.
But it wasn't a cover by somebody else, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was his voice.
No, it doesn't matter.
But that's right. They can do whatever the fuck they want to his music. They can rape his music, like the song says.
Yeah.
Courtney.
Yeah.
Well, she needs money for crack, so.
She raped him when he was alive, so.
Aww.
With the shotgun?
No. Mm.
Too soon? Too soon?
Let freedom ring with a shotgun blast.
Oh.
We're keeping it classy here, aren't we?
That was a Machine Head song lyric, by the way. I wasn't saying anything weird.
Sure you weren't.
Let me ask you, are you a Nirvana fan? Were you?
I used to be, and then it got seriously overplayed on the radio, and I just got tired of hearing Nirvana.
I never listened to the radio, so...
Well...
I tried not to.
For the longest time, that was my only source of music. And especially in the morning when you had a long commute, like I used to have... You listen to the radio for an hour to 2 hours a day... And you will end up hearing the same song over and over again.
I got to tell you, tired. I loved Bleach. It was a great album.
Yeah, that's one of my
Insecticide
favorite albums.
Insecticide was all the B-side stuff. That was great.
Not Nevermind, but In Utero was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a great album.
In Utero. Nevermind had some good stuff, but yeah, it was very polished.
Well, it was their biggest hit.
Yeah.
Like, biggest hit album. That's what their breakout album,
right? I saw them live twice.
My cousin's seen them live.
Once... Was it, if you're from Houston, remember the Vatican on Washington used to be...
No, I don't. I'm not that old.
No.
Okay,
me
fine.
Me neither.
I am. It was like, it was a packed-ass club, but it was a smaller club. And then I saw them at like the Astro Arena just a couple years later, and it was huge, huge event, you
what
know?
What year was that? Would that be like 93 or 94?
Maybe. It was about a year before.
He killed himself in 95,
It was
right?
a year before he died.
I thought.
It was about a year or so before he died.
Oh, okay.
It was on
but
the
it was
tour.
Was Nevermind or In Utero?
In Utero.
Okay.
I saw him before was when Nevermind just came out. Like, before they got big, before they hit.
Before the Smells Like Teen Spirit hit?
Yep. Hadn't the smell hadn't permeated yet. The radio airwaves.
It hasn't stunk up the room, the airwaves yet.
Were you a big fan of Nirvana?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely. Of course, I was the MTV generation. I was watching the videos and all that. Yeah, I had a couple of Kurt Cobain shirts. I wore the flannel. You know, it was the one I was wearing the Metallica shirt at school and wearing the flannel because, you know, I was metal, yet I was grunge. Best of both worlds.
I remember.
Grunge killed metal. You know that, right?
But I loved them both. I loved them both.
Actually. I'll admit that. There's a lot of great bands from that era.
I remember when I was in high school, it was like at the anniversary of his death, and there'll be like a row of like grunge and like indie rocker girls crying over his anniversary. I'm like, you fucking barely listen to his music and you cry over
it. Speaking of grunge from that era, Temple of the Dog is reuniting for like 5 shows.
That's awesome.
They've never really performed live.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They've never toured the band.
Yeah, but why now?
I don't know. Money?
Does what's-his-face run out of money?
What? Who? Chris Cornell?
Yeah. I was going to say, I think Pearl Jam's still around and kicking somewhere.
Yeah, Pearl Jam's making plenty of money.
Chris Cornell must be begging for money.
Well, dude, Soundgarden...
Well, his solo albums have kind of sucked, yeah. So he needs to do something.
He needs money for his highlights.
That's true.
I love his voice, though, man. Chris Cornell can...
Oh, yes.
He needs to hire somebody to kick him in the ball again to hit those notes anymore.
Well, for especially for Temple of the Dog.
You know, really, yeah. I know not a lot of people were a fan of his, but there was a... Audioslave had a good handful of good songs. I would love to see and I never got to see them live.
Did we see Audioslave live? I'm thinking we did.
We? Me and you? No. I don't
Velvet
ever recall
Revolver
seeing
we saw live.
We saw Velvet Revolver.
That's right.
Which is weird. Yeah.
Were you a Stone Temple Pilots fan?
I was.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you ever see him live?
I saw the reunion tour.
No.
Or the reunion tour?
Yeah, when they finally decided they weren't going to bring, what's his face?
Weyland.
Weyland, yes.
How do you pronounce
Weyland
his name?
He's like, yeah, he's not coming back.
Who was singing for him?
Chester Bennington.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh.
It wasn't that bad, to
not
be honest.
Not like Linkin Park guy or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it was enjoyable. It was a festival that I saw.
I saw Stone Temple Pilots they opened up for this, it was Sepultura in Ministry, and there was like, they were like the opening band. Helmet was supposed to be on that show. They had to cancel out the tour at the last minute, so they brought this new band in, and I'd never heard of them before. That was when I saw them. Yeah, I'm old. Shut up.
Anyway,
I didn't say that.
So back to the Defenders trailer.
Back to Comic-Con.
So the Defenders trailer, it was like strips of paper being torn off. And you
different
see
logos
Daredevil,
and stuff, yeah.
And then you see the Alias logo. And then you saw Luke Cage and then Iron Fist.
I'm excited for that. I've been waiting for that. But where's the Beast? I need Beast in there.
I don't think they have the rights
to
Beast,
though. They need to.
Well, you know, Fox did start a contract with Marvel to integrate.
Well, we're
going to
get to there because there's some shit going on with the X-Men universe and the comics right now. We'll talk about.
Oh yeah, they fucking killed them all.
They're pretty much all. Yeah, we'll get there. They're all dying. It's that damn Terrigen Mist is killing them all.
Yeah, we'll have a reboot here in the next couple of months.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the Luke Cage trailer.
Luke Cage. No, it was cray. Oh man, that ODB song in the beginning was awesome.
Sing it for
that
me.
That was pretty awesome.
Oh baby, I like it raw. It doesn't sound as good without the beat. I don't sound anything like ODB.
No, you don't.
Especially now.
Hey, that's not nice.
We've talked about two dead.
Oh, we talked
singers.
About Kurt Cobain, and then
we talked
ODB.
About three dead.
He was a Jesus follower, and he thought he was Jesus Christ.
Who did?
No, actually, no. He thought he was a savior of Jesus Christ.
So, in the first 10 minutes of the show, we've talked about three dead musicians.
Who was the third one?
Scott Weiland.
Oh yeah, shit. Fuck.
Oh, who was the second one? Oh, Kurt
Cobain.
Kurt,
ODB,
Scott, and ODB. Okay, yeah.
I totally forgot.
So let's talk about alive.
This is a morbid
people
episode,
that are alive.
Man.
I know, right?
It's going on a downer, man. People have tuned out by now.
No, we're still talking about David Bowie and Lemmy, and just really bring it down.
Oh man, speaking of dead celebrities, guy who directed Pretty Woman.
Oh, Gary Marshall.
Gary Marshall, yeah. He died,
that's sad.
Like, this week. A
couple days ago, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the creator of Happy Days.
Yeah, Happy Days.
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley, I think he did.
A lot of our childhood
Morgan
stuff
Mindy.
We loved.
He was a...
he was a very influential...
Very influential, very funny
TV
guy.
TV and movie guy.
Yeah. This is turning into, like, the first part of the show is turning into, like...
The in memoriam.
It's like the memoriam part of, like...
2016 of memoriam.
It's like Hollywood Babylon all of a sudden.
Basically, 2016, the year that said we said fuck it. And it was just kill everyone.
Don't say that, because it's going to happen.
The year's not over yet.
So, Iron Fist is coming.
We were done talking about Defenders already?
Well, maybe.
Oh, okay.
2017, Iron Fist, and the Defenders will probably be after that.
Yeah, so the release date for Defenders is 2017. Does that mean we're going to get an Iron Fist show before that?
Yes. It says, I'm looking at an article now, Iron Fist coming 2017. I don't know if they're the date yet, though.
Well, I mean, Luke Cage comes out in September.
September 30th for Luke Cage, that's right.
And then
a few more
Iron
months
Fist
away.
Would have to come out. I'm assuming sometime before
I would say Iron Fist early 2017, and then Daredevil season 3 would be in the middle.
God,
and
man,
then Defenders.
If you don't own stock in Netflix, man, totally.
Seriously.
Now is the time.
Let's talk about Stranger Things while we're talking about Netflix.
Sure.
Stranger Things have happened.
No, the show.
That's a great Peter Tork album, by the way.
Who?
It is. Peter Tork from the Monkees.
Stranger Things Have Happened?
That's the name of the album.
So, yes, Stranger Things is probably...
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it in one day.
Really?
I told myself, I was like, all right, I'm just going to watch one or two episodes, and before I know it, I'm up to like 2 a.m. watching it.
Oh, you got to love that.
I watched the first episode last night, because you're like, you got to watch it before we do the show, so I loved it.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
Okay, so
easily one of my
it's
top 5 TV shows, at least for season 1.
It's very Steven Spielbergian.
Not really.
Yes.
I mean, it has its moments, but
it's very Stand By Me-ish.
Yeah, I can see that.
Goonies.
I don't see any.
I see a lot of Silent Hill built into it. Just the world.
Of the monster, you mean?
Well, I haven't seen the monster yet.
Okay.
I don't know if they show him
or
not.
Spoiler.
Where are you getting this Silent Hill reference is where I'm trying to get at.
Just the, you know, the atmosphere of the city. It's like this.
It's small town America, Indiana.
Yeah, Silent Hill.
Okay.
It's very Silent Hill.
I guess. What I got was...
X-Files?
Yeah, it kind of, but not really.
No?
No. I mean, there are some Spielberg references and like
Evil
some...
Dead? I'm going to start throwing shit out now.
There is an Evil Dead poster in there.
Is there really?
Yeah.
It pays tribute to the 80s wonderfully, too.
Yeah, they got the feeling of the 80s perfectly.
Oh, definitely. It was like memory lane.
But I don't think... I hear everyone comparing it to like Spielberg. I mean, there's only a couple of like good Spielberg direct references that they pulled out to use for the show.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you anything what they
yeah,
I can't
yeah,
tell
I don't
you
wanna,
what they are because
I'm
going to
finish
it
this weekend. I think I'm that into it,
but it doesn't. It has more of a Stephen King feel more than anything else.
Okay, I think Winona Ryder steals everything that in the shows that she's in.
Wah, wah.
Get it because she's a kleptomaniac.
Where's the rim shot?
I know
we need the rim shot sound effect. Uh-huh. Ready to go for
put
you.
It in post.
I will. I could put that in post. Doing it in post.
Fix it in post. Yeah, it's fantastic. All the kids are great. What's the kid's name? The Toothless Kid?
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Was that you as a kid?
No, I didn't. I had all my teeth.
I was going to say, did
that
you identify
sort of
with the characters?
List,
yeah.
But I had my teeth, but I sort of sounded like that. So I knew his pain.
So you identified with him.
Yeah. All the kids are fantastic. When you met the girl at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
She's fantastic through and through.
But she's good.
Yeah, there's not enough good things I can say about the show.
It's short enough. It's only, like, what, 8 episodes?
Only 8 episodes this season, because I think they were kind of unsure how it was going to do.
Sure.
But I think next season is going to be, like, 12 episodes.
I have one episode left to finish on Documentary Now. That show is great.
Yeah,
I'm
fun.
Watching the two-part fake music mockumentary.
Yeah, where they make fun of the Eagles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's pretty much they're doing their version of the Eagles.
I love how Cameron Crowe is, like, involved with it because of, like, Almost Famous and shit.
Right.
It's like Kenny Loggins.
You can't do anything music related without Cameron Crowe.
It's true, you cannot.
No, yeah.
Are we done talking about Stranger Things?
No, we're not done.
Okay.
We can keep on going.
Yeah.
Just Stranger Things podcast.
So, the cop in the show?
Yes.
He started out as like my least favorite character, and at the end of the show, he becomes my favorite character.
I was trying
character.
To figure out who he was, and I know he's a character actor, but I was like, where I know him from, he was in The Newsroom.
I don't remember him. Well, I didn't watch the Newsroom all the way through.
Newsroom is amazing. He was one of the... he had a different show on the network, like one of the other broadcasters.
Oh, he was like an anchor?
Yeah, anchor. Instead of like, not the Will McAvoy show, but the other show. I
also,
don't remember his name.
This will kind of, since you did watch the first episode, I didn't catch this reference until until someone else pointed it out to me. The uniforms, he wears a brown uniform and everyone else wears a blue.
Okay.
As a direct reference to Jaws, because in Amity Island, the sheriff, Brody wore the brown and everyone else wore the blue.
Where do you think they got the Brody from Mallrats from?
Also, all the cars are the exact same cars they used for Jaws. Like all the cop cars.
That's going a little... That's a little bit past homage. That's like...
Yeah, it was a direct reference.
Yeah, that's
like
cool,
I didn't
though.
Catch it until someone else told me about it, but...
Maybe Moose Jaws will have that too.
That'd be awesome. If Moose Jaws feels anything like this show, holy shit.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith needs to get these Duffer Brothers...
Yeah, who are these guys?
They worked on another show prior to called it starts with a W. It's a Fox show, and it's also like another X-Files type show. It has the one of the Dillon brothers in it.
The Dillon brothers?
Is it Matt Dillon?
It's Matt and Ross Duffer. Wayward Pines.
Wayward Pines. Yeah,
I thought that was a Netflix show.
It was. Well, was it an... I think it's in Fox show, if I'm not... Anyway, that was their first writing job, and they wrote a lot of the first season.
It was a Fox show, yeah, right.
And they left after the first season to do this show, because they got picked up by Netflix.
Of course, because the first pilot was directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan-ding-dong.
That's right. So that's why they probably left. Well, all right. Yeah. If you have Netflix,
I hear Wayward Pines is entertaining. I don't really care to watch it, to be honest with you.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't really like any of the cast. And
Matt Dillon, Carla Cugino, Toby Jones.
Yeah, I told you it was Matt Dillon.
Juliette Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Terrence Howard, Jason Patrick.
It's like a bad version of Twin Peaks.
Okay. Composer with Charlie Clouser.
Oh, well, that's it. Charlie?
Oh, man.
You know who he is?
Dude, the music in the Stranger Things is amazing.
Charlie Clouser is from Nine Inch Nails and White Zombie and stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
Is he the producer for Nine Inch Nails?
No, he's one of the...
No, Trent Reznor's the producer of Nine Inch Nails.
Keyboardist, composer, record producer, and remixer.
I thought Trent Reznor did everything for Nine Inch Nails.
Trent Reznor is Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, that's what I always was told.
I don't know.
I think you're lying to us, Carrie, or Wikipedia is lying to you.
Well, because Wikipedia is 100% correct all the time.
No, but you add the music in there. It's really creepy, and it's perfect.
Yeah, I read somewhere where they based the theme song on another song from this group called Tangerine Dream.
Mm.
And, it's really awesome. I've been listening...
Because they did a lot of theme songs in like the 80s, so...
Yeah, so I've been listening to a lot of them and this other band called Survive. For the past week.
Survive? Never heard of that.
Yeah, they sound just like Tangerine.
I've heard of Survivor. The band Survivor.
Ooh. I've heard of Holy Diver.
You've never heard Survivor?
Holy Diver. Yes.
Okay. It's been down too
Soul
long.
Soul Survivor.
Yeah.
So anyway, great show. You should finish it.
Yeah, I plan to.
I'm probably going to rewatch it.
We need to get Dave to watch it so we can actually talk about it like completely.
Roundtable.
Dave's going to watch it.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he might.
He might.
If you're listening to this, Dave... You're not recording with us right now, so watch the show.
No excuse, bro. He's busy. He's working.
I don't care. He has time to watch shows.
Yeah.
Watch it when he sleeps, right?
Right.
Watch it with your eyelids open.
That's right.
All the time, even when you're tired.
So when we get back to some Comic-Con stuff.
Yeah.
Any other news that you saw that's come out so far? We'll have a full wrap-up, you know, next week. We'll talk about more stuff that we are excited about, but...
I could tell you about the rumors I'm told.
What about the first picture, the first image from DuckTales returning? What?
I haven't seen that yet. Does that look pretty cool?
It's just a little teaser.
The guy who did Invader Zim did a Ninja Turtle short.
Really?
Yeah, and I posted it on my Facebook page. It's pretty epic. It's pretty awesome.
There's your teaser poster for DuckTales.
Oh, that looks cool.
That's cool. That'd be a cool poster.
Well, hold on. We didn't do it right. DuckTales.
Woo!
Thank you. That's why I have my geeks with me. There's a lot of exclusive shit at Comic-Con, which is, it's cool, but also disheartening because there's some stuff I really, really want and I can't get it at all.
Or if you
want to pay exorbitant prices on eBay, I don't want to do that. Okay, so I'll tell you, I want the Indiana Jones.
The Funko Pop.
The Funko Indiana Jones.
Well, they got
Jones.
Two of them. They got the...
There's one coming out on Disney Parks tomorrow at Disney Parks. So it might be on the Shop Parks app they have. I'm going to check that shit in the morning.
Okay.
If they have one.
If you get one, pick me one.
Yeah,
I'll
I will.
Pay you back.
Definitely. I also want the glow-in-the-dark Haunted Mansion. There's all four.
Oh,
isn't there like a new
that's
Haunted
right.
Mansion book that just came out?
There's two of them, yeah. That just came out. One's... And Bill's the one who's told me about them. One of them is like a... illustrated book of like the lyrics from the ride, and the other one, which is cool. And the other one is sort of like a more of like the younger adult type of books.
It's like
they're
an
doing.
Actual novel from the ghost perspective, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, yeah.
So I'm those are going onto my.
I was about to say they're
Amazon.
On our Amazon.
They're on my. They're in my checkout
list
card
open.
Right now. I haven't pulled the trigger to order them.
Which wait,
and
on,
that
man.
Wasn't a
what kind of fan.
That
on
wasn't a Kurt Cobain.
He's waiting
reference.
On approval.
No, I'm not.
Carrie needs no approval.
I just
yes,
do,
he does.
I do it. No, I don't.
No, you don't. You do after you check with your wife.
That's right. You got to know. You, I have married. A nice couch, but I don't want to sleep on it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not married. I don't have those problems to worry about.
You will. Yeah.
Anyway.
But I did pick up a couple thanks to some of the, my local
Funko friends.
Funkoholics friends. We got, let's see, I got my wife, the...
My wife,
take her please. My wife, the Olivia Moore from iZombie.
Yeah, the Liv.
Liv. It's one of the exclusives. It's weird because like the ones you get like at GameStop and like Hot Pocket, they say Funko Summer Exclusive instead of like SDCC logo, you know?
Yeah,
because it
yeah.
didn't come out at
right.
SDCC.
But it's the same thing that you would get there. We also got the Doctor Strange one. Which,
the movie version.
The movie version. And I got two more Deadpools for my collection because I needed two more Deadpools, right?
You always
so now you
Deadpool.
Have 32
Cowboy.
Deadpool
I have
figures?
30 now.
Okay, 30. My bad.
I have...
30 Deadpools?
No, I don't.
Probably not.
Oh, about to say, shut the fuck up.
A dozen, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe a dozen.
I haven't counted. Too I'm many. Afraid to.
No.
One
well,
too many.
No, maybe. Maybe. Whatever.
It's time to do a sale.
How
we're gonna
I'm looking at them now. Oh, damn. We do have a lot.
It's time to sell
three, four,
them to fund
six,
the show,
eight,
Gary.
Ten,
you want to go to SDC, don't you?
12. Chinga. There's 12 right there.
Sell that shit if you want to go to SDCC. Yes.
I do have a couple that are worth some money. So
there you go. Fund your trip.
Yeah.
There you go. Just sell some of those.
Maybe I should take Southwest. Oh, never mind. We'll never get there.
Oh.
Why?
You will.
You didn't hear what happened with Southwest?
Recently?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
Like, they had a computer crash
glitch
the other day,
or
so,
something.
Like, 600 flights got canceled
nice.
A couple days ago, so everything's been fucked up since then. Yeah.
Computer virus. Hackers.
Maybe. People
hack
want...
the planet.
Hacktivists.
Bum, bum, bum. Comic book reference.
What else did we get? Yeah, we got those four. That's it. I really want the Indy and I want the Haunted Mansion, but maybe...
I'm obligated to get the Indiana Jones.
Yes. So. It's in our blood.
Yeah.
We have to. If, you know, maybe our friends over at Bedrock City, they always bring back a lot of that kind of stuff. So they said, I asked them today, they said Wednesday that we'll have that shit out. So Wednesday morning, I'm making a beeline over to Bedrock.
I haven't been to Bedrock in a while.
Yeah.
I need to go.
So,
I've been going to pop culture a lot recently.
I like pop culture too.
That's good.
But I have a Bedrock right here in my neighborhood pretty
it's
much now.
Over
so.
Here, like a few blocks away from you.
Yeah, it's not too far. So it's right across from my gym and right across from our grocery store.
The
and
gym you never go to?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The gym I have no time to go to because the hours
blame
suck.
Blame it on the time.
I do.
No, blame it on Morris Day.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Ba-dum-psst. I'm telling you, we just need that rim shot programmed right now.
Rim shot. Okay.
Yeah.
Not the other kind of rim.
No, not a rim job.
Okay.
So, I don't know if y'all saw this.
We're
wasn't
moving on from that.
Yeah. This wasn't that's in San Diego Comic Con. I believe it came
then
out
it
yesterday.
Didn't matter.
No, it definitely matters.
Okay.
But did y'all see the trailer for Ash vs. Evil Dead, the second season?
Yeah, I did.
That was great.
I cannot wait.
October, right?
Yeah.
No, I believe it's September.
No, it's October. Every October is a new Ash versus Evil Dead.
Okay, sweet. I thought I read it was September. Maybe I'm wrong.
Groovy.
Yes, October. Debut.
Groovy, baby. Groovy.
Looks like.
It looks a lot more bloodier than the first season, which is great.
That's cool. I remember that. I like the first shot where they're like they're at the party, and you see him just like take his chainsaw and just like chunk it in, but you don't know what they're going into. And you hear you hear the sloshing, the squish,
and someone screams, and all of a sudden people partying. Yeah, it's awesome.
He's like opening up the keg that way.
Yeah, and him and Lucy Lawless. No, is it Lucy Lawless?
Yeah.
I just find it funny that all throughout their career together, they've always worked together.
Pretty much.
I find that hilarious.
What are you gonna say? Voice from the other room.
I was reading an article, and I guess Entertainment Weekly had some pictures from it.
Yeah.
And it looks like Lee Majors is going to be in it.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome. Yeah.
Did I tell you my Lee Majors story that I met last year?
Yeah.
You told me.
You mentioned it on the air, on the show.
Yeah. I met him randomly from work one day. I had to go bring a piece to a client for a teleprompter. And I get there, I'm like, they're already filming, and he's like, I helped him hook it up, and I'm like...
Is he playing a bad guy, Lee Majors?
I believe, Lee Majors is supposed to be Ash's father.
Oh.
Makes sense.
See, like, who can be the most cranky old man, I suppose? Oh,
yeah. Crankiest of cranky.
He was nice, though.
The cranks.
He wasn't cranky to me. He, introduced himself to me, and he's like, hi, I'm Lee. I'm like, I think I know
who you are. I know who you are.
Really?
I watched you as a kid.
You don't say.
Mr. Majors?
You go...
No, I did not. But maybe all he needs is a hip replacement, and then he can actually be that.
I think he mentioned that before, didn't he?
I'm sure. That's an easy joke, yeah.
That is a very easy joke.
Low-hanging fruit, yeah. Carrie.
I go for low-hanging fruit.
Talking about balls again.
Nice. Before we get into what we've been watching besides Stranger Things, let's talk about... So we're going to get into the movie shit, but what have you been playing? You been playing any games?
Haven't had time.
Have not had time.
No games for me recently.
What about you?
I haven't been playing a whole lot. I did pick back up Fallout Shelter, because I guess they did an update recently. You can actually, besides sending your people out to the wasteland to explore, you can actually explore yourself. You can see what they're exploring. You can go to different vaults. So that's been fun.
I've been playing, of course, Lego Force Awakens still. I've been not really... hardcore into it quite yet, but
you get to fly the ships and stuff in that game.
You
right?
do, yeah. Those are pretty cool.
Does it look cool?
Yeah, it looks very cool.
Is it a full size ship or like a little mini ship?
Some of them are mini. I got to say, it is the best looking Lego game they've ever had. The particle effects and this lighting and everything—it's great.
I hear it's pretty much more of the same.
It is.
Oh, how can you really? I just
don't know why would they release a game just for that movie, because it doesn't seem like a lot of story for them to build a game
because
around.
People like Carrie will buy it.
Yeah, because I would buy it. But there's also prequel. There's levels you can unlock that take place like before the movie. So like the first level in the game is the attack on Endor. So
which is
pretty cool.
So it's like a prequel almost.
There's parts of it. Yeah, there's and stuff they talk about in the movie that they don't actually have. There's actually levels that explain that, and you get to play through that kind of stuff. So what else have I been playing? Song of the Deep. That game is fucking beautiful.
Yes, it is.
What kind of song do you hear when you're deep in there?
A pretty song.
It's a pretty song?
Yeah.
It doesn't last very long, but it's a pretty song.
Hello.
See? No, it's the newest... So basically, it's a Metroidvania game, but you're in... It takes place all underwater. The storyline is great. Let me preface it. It's done by Insomniac, who is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank fan.
I'm a huge Ratchet and Clank fan.
Oh, yes, he is.
And I'm looking forward to that Spider-Man game, no matter.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's going to be so great.
We should try to get them on the show. Maybe we can interview them.
We actually got to interview Ted Price. If you go back to that episode, you get to hear my quick interview with him. And
it's a quickie.
It was a quickie. And he admitted
and
his favorite metal band was Opeth. So.
Very good. Very cool.
But yeah, Song of the Deep. You can download it for like $15 on like Xbox and PS4, or you can buy it digitally or physically only at GameStop. So I got like the collector's edition and shit. It comes with stickers and a book and like a, you know,
You play like a girl in a submarine, right?
That is correct.
And you
play
have to
a
like
girl
look
in a submarine.
For your long lost father or something like that.
That is correct. That is basically the storyline.
Like, why the fuck is your father deep underwater?
I have not got that far.
He would
I'm
be
only
dead
like,
by now, wouldn't
I'm
he?
Only an hour
spoilers.
Into it.
Would he not be dead?
There's
Unless
very
he's in his own ship.
There's things going on in that game. It's very supernatural like.
Supernatural like. Yeah. All right.
It's fun. If you like Metroidvania games and you like
underwater,
Metroidvania,
yeah,
Metroid meets Castlevania. Castlevania.
Okay, so you know what, you don't know what Metroidvania games are?
He knows. Apparently he just doesn't know the explanation. All right, explain.
So you played Metroid, right?
No.
What?
I don't like Metroid. I've never played it.
Okay.
It's just never been a game that appealed to me.
We need to pause and let you go play through it real quick, and then we'll come back.
You know of it. You know.
I know
you got
of
the gist.
It. Yeah, I've seen people.
So basically,
play it on
Metroidvania Metroidvania games are okay. So you have a big map. You start off with little pieces, and you go. You keep on going through the map. And there's parts where you get upgrades. Oh, and then you can go back to another part of the map and open that up because you got that upgrade that shoots that wall open.
Like,
you know,
like any Lego game now.
No, nothing like a Lego game.
That's like Lego is kind of like that.
Not really. Well,
yeah, you got to go all the way to the end of the game to get a certain character, and then you got to play it back so you can open a certain.
And if you've never played the GBA Castlevania games,
I played one Castlevania game. It was all right. It wasn't my kind of game though.
I'm a sucker for those games.
I remember the music being cool.
Yeah, music's always good on those.
Yeah,
there's apparently at Comic-Con. There's a limited edition Mondo vinyl.
Mondo's cool, so but awesome. Their exclusive shit's getting harder and harder to get a hold of.
I bet.
They had a art show.
Yeah.
And it was like a Infomania type show, and they had this really cool poster of the 66 Batmobile, and it kind of showed you what everything was on the Batmobile.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they had another one of the Avengers, and it was like a pie chart all going in a circle, and it showed like every single Avenger and a little bit of tidbits on it.
Oh, wow.
And
hard
then,
to get?
Yeah, well, not really. It was $40, but you had to be there to buy it. I'm pretty sure if you go on eBay, you find one for like $100-something now if you really want it.
Wow.
And
speaking of vinyl,
then
though,
they had a Ninja Turtles one that I really wanted.
We moved our record player, our vinyl, whatever you want to call it.
Our vinyl player.
It's your record player, bro.
Record
downstairs
player.
Into the living room. So we've been turning into vinyl heads a little bit.
Yeah, you've become the OG hipsters now, huh?
Sure. I had a collection before.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas is all it is.
Pretty much, yeah. Anything vinyl. It be a Funko or actual album. Anything made out of vinyl, I'm good with.
You gotta purchase that shit in stock, yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
So what did we get recently? What have thanks to my old co-host from MSR Cast, I bought some Scorpions albums and some Armored Saint stuff.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Did Scorpions do that that Hurricane song?
Rocky Like a Hurricane.
Yeah.
They
did.
That's the only song I know.
They make great. They have great fucking music, dude.
I know about the Scorpions is the Hurricane, and then they tour in Europe every summer because I used to go to Greece every summer as a kid. I always see promos for them everywhere every summer, and I was like, I'm never gonna go to that show. Nothing but like old dudes at those shows.
Oh, but it's good old dudes.
Good old dudes.
The good old boys.
What else did we get? We got
good old mullet boys.
You got some Heart.
I got some
albums.
Heart. Yeah, some like the stuff I grew up listening to.
We got a couple.
Did you go to the Wizard for that?
No. We did not go to the Wizard.
No.
The wonderful Wizard of Shut the Fuck Up.
We didn't get any Courage either, sorry.
We got a couple Beatles albums.
Yeah, Beatles. I got
another Michael Nesmith.
Got a Billy Joel album.
Billy Joel, okay, yeah. I bought a Behemoth album.
Yeah.
Behemoth.
We got a pretty wide variety of. I bought Beastie Boys License to Ill, like the first pressing, which was like really cheap too. It was like only $12.
I'm guessing you're going to half price for all this stuff.
Some of it, yeah. Half price was like, we went like the day everything was like 50% off last week. So it was like half off. So got some good deals.
Sweet.
Got the new Anthrax on vinyl.
I'm going to find the most
180.
I'm going to find the most shittiest vinyl albums to buy you. It's going to be great.
I've done that for people.
It's going to be the greatest
what
Christmas
we bought,
ever.
We bought my friend Jim like from the dollar section. It was like.
It was a aerobics album, but it was like a Christian aerobics something
oh,
like
well,
that.
That'd be a great Christmas
which
gift
was hilarious because he's not Christian, so it was funny.
Yeah, don't give me that shit.
This is going to be an awesome Christmas.
I'll take Neil Diamond, though.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Neil Diamond's great to rock out
fuck
to every
yeah.
now and again.
He's not metal, but fuck yeah. Dun, 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 dun. We're going to call the show the Neil Diamond Geeks now. Do you remember that movie
Diamond
with
Hits.
I was
about
Jack
to say,
Black?
Like, wasn't there a movie about that?
Yeah, there was. Jack Black and what's his name?
The Pie
Steve Zahn.
Dude.
Yeah, that's right. I can't tell you the name of that movie, though. They all played, they were like in a Neil Diamond cover band.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then
do you remember that?
His girlfriend was crazy, so they tried to kidnap her.
Yes. What the fuck was that movie called?
I don't remember. I just remember Jack Black and the Pie Fucker was in it.
They play it on Comedy Central like all the time. Now we got to Google this shit.
Pause while we research.
Think amongst yourselves.
There's someone
talk
listening
amongst yourselves.
To the show screaming.
Was that like
the
Saving Silverman or
Saving
something
Silverman,
like that?
Saving Silverman, yes. That was
oh,
it.
Wow. Okay.
God, such a Jewish name. You should have known that, Carrie.
I know, right?
Silverman?
Silverman.
Silverman. Isn't that a Jewish name?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah Silverman? Yeah. She's pretty Jewy.
Yeah, she's
super hot,
Jew.
Too. She's hot.
I hear she's a bitch, though.
I don't care. She's Jewish. Of course she's a bitch.
Jimmy Kimmel, like, was all up in that shit at one point in time.
Yeah, he was.
Not anymore.
No. She left his ass. For Matt Damon.
Yeah. For Matt Damon? Matt Damon!
Well, he got Batman.
Yeah.
Batman.
Did you see the extended cut yet? We haven't. I don't think we've talked about the extended cut.
I've only made it through half of it. It's still a bad fucking movie.
Just like Ghostbusters.
Okay, we're going to get there. So shut the fuck up until we get there.
Hey, don't.
We already had a discussion.
It's not my fault that you half feel like you're encouraged to defend this movie.
We had a pre-discussion during dinner, so we're going to get to that shit. So have you seen any movies besides that?
I saw Star Trek last night.
I want to see that.
It was really good. Like, really? Surprisingly good.
Even it's the Fast and the Furious director, though.
Yeah. There's, like, one, like, you want to slap your forehead moment. It's kind of like, oh, really? They did that? But it was kind of a good nod to the first J.J. Abrams movie.
Do you have to be a Star Trek nerd to get a lot of the references?
There are a lot of good Star Trek references.
Because I'm not.
Huh?
I'm not a nerd. I don't really know much about old Star Trek.
Yeah, you don't have to be a nerd to enjoy it.
Okay.
But I am not a huge Star Trek nerd, but I was in a crowd full of Star Trek nerds. And they were like oohs and ahs during certain parts.
Were they wearing outfits?
No.
I'm disappointed. But, they weren't cosplaying?
I did go see it at the Alamo, and their pre-show is full of like all the shitty shit that like...
Really?
Hello. All the shitty shit, like all the old school Star Trek people used to hawk off for money. Like,
okay. You commercials know, or something?
Limited edition Star Trek plate.
Oh, really?
And yeah. Like...
Star Trek urn.
Yeah, or like the Star Trek, you know, caller service.
So like what KISS does.
Yeah, very
basically.
Much. And like...
no Star Trek coffin?
If you're going to go see it and you want to laugh before you go see the new Star Trek movie, go see it at Alamo Draft House because their pre-roll show is pretty great.
You want to go see it again this weekend?
I'm very interested to see it again.
Okay. I'll go. I want to go.
This just means by the time the movie comes out on Blu-ray, I would have seen it at least 3 times.
Then you got to buy the Blu-ray. Speaking of Blu-ray, guess what I got on the Blu-rays?
A Blu-ray?
I got the Monkees whole collection finally on Blu-ray.
Finally. After about a year, it seems like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's amazing looking. It looks really, really good. It
like
even
the quality of the show looks
the quality
good?
Of the show was great. Even though there were some shipping problems. The heaviness of the disc and all that kind of stuff sort of broke
so
the
heavy.
From the inside packaging.
Did you send it back?
They're gonna replace stuff. They're working it all out. But
cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful looking.
How many episodes are there? Like 100 and something episodes?
No, isn't that right?
I think there was only 52 episodes.
Oh, only 52.
Because it didn't go as long as you think.
You could actually like binge watch that if you wanted.
You want to?
No.
Gary's like challenge accepted.
Not even a little bit.
We should watch one though. They look really good.
We watched a few one time.
We gotta watch the really horrible. They did the special called 33 and a Third Revolutions per Monkey. It's really fucking bad, and you have to watch it.
Why?
Because it's like watching the Star Wars Christmas special. You have to at least tell people that I've seen this.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
That was horrible.
So I heard, speaking of the Monkees, I was recently on the Zilch Monkees podcast. I was invited by the Podfather, who's been on this show, Ken Mills. And there's been talks about doing another Monkees episode with Larry Roberts from November's Doom.
You should all get together to go see them when they come to Dallas.
I will.
Yeah.
I just went last month. I'm going to go see him again for free.
For free?
The show was for free. It was free tickets.
Oh, free!
Oh, gotcha.
It's the AXS, Access TV,
yeah.
The Mark Cuban channel, whatever. They're doing a concert series.
I saw him on a Colbert. He was funny.
I did too. So it's like, there's like 5 different concerts, and they're broadcasting them live. So if you go with me, it's like the show that we're at is being broadcast live on TV.
So you can be on TV.
So we can have like a big poster.
Yeah, you need to put a sign.
Metal Geeks.
Metal Geeks.
Metal Geek sign held up. That's right.
You are Metal Geek. You have Metal Geeks, and you want to say hi, Mom. This is what we
should do. Sure. You won't be able to see it because of the hair, but it's cool.
No,
I mean,
just
it's
shave the hair into letters.
It's at a small,
even better.
It's at a club that holds about 1,000 people, so I've never really seen him in a club environment. It's always been like a, like when we saw him, there was like a, you know,
an operatic theater,
opera theater, or like the arena theater, a big theater place. Mm. But seeing him in a smaller club, it's sort of cool, you know.
I saw a poster for them showing up to Austin. I was in Austin last weekend.
I might have to go to that one too.
Yeah, it's in September, so.
September 29, yeah. Three times in 1 year is not bad.
So would you be, like, instead of a dead head, a monkey head?
Sure.
Okay.
I think they call those flea heads.
I would do it for the anthrax, too, so.
Oh, yes. Well, we did that, didn't we?
I have done that for the anthrax before.
We did that for Life of Agony, that's what it was.
Life of Agony, we did that. The anthrax I saw, like, 3 times in, like, a week one time.
Yeah.
Because they played, like, Beaumont, and they played Houston, and they played... somewhere else, I can't remember.
Beaumont.
Yeah. Beaumont.
That's where I went to school, bro.
Was it?
Yeah, Lamar University.
It was a... No, it wasn't Beaumont. It was Victoria. That's what it was.
Yeah, Victoria, I've never been to Victoria. So I couldn't go to that one.
Yeah, you couldn't go to it. So I brought my friend's sister.
Yeah.
That was a weird show because it was like a place where they normally don't have these type of shows.
A bunch of rednecks were there?
No, it was fans of the band, It was just at a weird place. It was like an old... looked like it was just an empty
shack.
Well, no, like an empty like grocery store that he's put a stage in. So, that was it.
It's like what they do with churches. They just put in an empty grocery store.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There used to be a club up here called the Unicorn Ballroom back up north somewhere in Houston. One of my very first, one of my best shows I ever seen was at that place. It was Primus, Anthrax, and Public Enemy.
Well, that's interesting.
It was a great fucking show.
That sounds like a fun show.
It was a great show, actually. At the end, they came out.
They play.
They did Bring the Noise. They all did it together. It was great.
Did Les Claypool come out too?
Yes.
Nice.
I think they play Public Enemy in Star Trek.
The new
Trek.
One?
Yeah.
I know he's done Beastie Boys a few times.
Oh, yeah. He's a big Beastie Boys fan.
So.
Let's see. The last movie I did saw besides Star Trek, I saw The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh.
That's the one they rock out to like System of a Down in the commercial?
Yeah. Well, they do that in the movie too.
Is it a good movie?
It was all right. Not bad. It's
cute. Rental?
Well, I mean, if you enjoyed Finding Dory...
Or wait for, like, an HBO one time.
Free weekend.
Free weekend.
It was entertaining. There's a Red lot Box. Of funny moments. There's a...
I wish I knew what my dog did when we were gone at work.
We know what she does. She sleeps.
That's true.
She's an old dog.
She listens to our vinyl collections, what she's doing now. She's like, they brought the shit downstairs. Sweet.
She's like, where's the David Bowie? Come on, guys.
I know,
probably, like, getting high and shit.
No Bowie.
David Bowie is now expensive because he's... dead. Deceased.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens. When you die, your shit gets more expensive.
It's true.
What else have I seen? That's about it as far as movies goes since last time we spoke. Because I think last time we talked, I told you I saw the Tarzan film.
Yeah.
Yep. We haven't seen that yet.
No.
Yeah. It was okay. It's enjoyable. It's not great by any means.
What have we watched recently? Besides
movie wise,
yeah, we watched any movies recently?
I watched a movie like
we watched
HBO.
Central Intelligence.
Oh, how was that?
It was funny.
Oh yeah.
The Rock plays a very different character in that movie.
He plays like a weird psycho person.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a good movie. I mean, say what you will. I like Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
I think he's a likable guy. He's funny.
You know, I like Kevin Hart. I just think he's not a good actor for film. I think he's a great comedian.
Depends on the role.
Well, he plays the same role every movie.
I mean,
so he plays an exaggerated version of himself in every movie,
and it worked for this movie.
So unlike The Rock, where he actually slips into different characters despite his size, The Rock is a really good actor. Yeah, he can kind of act.
I need to follow. I guess second season of Ballers came out.
I started watching that.
I haven't seen the new episode.
I saw Vice Principals.
Oh.
We watched part of that. How was that?
It's fucking hilarious.
It looks like it would be really funny.
If you liked Eastbound and Down, you're going to love it.
Okay,
show.
Yeah.
It's the exact same show, just in a school setting.
Okay. Because that was like our HBO free weekend last week. We're like, they only do that when they premiere some new shows, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, man, I've been loving the shit out of Outcast, though.
Yeah?
Outcast is probably the best thing Robert Kirkman's ever done, as far as television-wise.
What about Preacher? Are you caught up on Preacher?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's good. I just don't think it's that great. Everyone's clamoring over it. It's fun. There's moments about the show that I really think is really good. But unfortunately, the show just has these really bad lull parts. Unlike Outcast, it's like firing on all cylinders. Even in its slowest parts,
really?
It's really good.
Okay, so we got to do it now. Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
There's an elephant in the room?
Is it pink? Or with the tutu on?
And it's not on parade.
Is their name Melissa McCarthy?
Yes. Let's talk about Ghostbusters.
Sure, we can talk about Ghostbusters.
Let's do it.
How about you guys go first?
Sure, we'll go first.
Tell me what you like about it.
I'm gonna let Kim do it because she liked it more than me.
Well, I mean, we can do it together. I mean, you know, when I heard about the movie initially, I was like, okay, that sounds cool. I'm always down, you know.
Did y'all stay for the post credit scene?
Yes, we stay for everything. You know, I enjoyed the movie. I had fun. I liked the characters. I thought, you know, of course, the Chris Hemsworth being the cute yet dumb guy kind of role reversal. It was cheesy, but it was funny. I liked the movie. I enjoyed it. I know other people are hating it. There's a lot of people hating it, but, you know, like, whatever. I went for the movie. I was dissociating it from the other movies. I know it's not the same. I enjoyed it. You know, I had a great time. I'd see it again.
You laughed way more than I did. I know that.
Yeah, I did. I did laugh way more than you did. I did laugh a lot.
I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I had a good time for what it was. I tried to disassociate myself when I went into that movie. Okay, it's not the original Ghostbusters. It's not this, and just watched the movie for as it is. And I had a good time.
It had a lot of the people from the original movies.
There are some problems. I will say that the script was, it was not very good because it just felt like scenes thrown together. But
that's every single what's his face movie, Paul Feig movie.
Maybe that's right.
Every single Paul Feig movie is like that.
That may be true. But they're all funny.
Are they though?
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Spy was not funny.
We haven't seen that.
Don't. It's
okay,
not
so
funny.
Hold on.
You might as well just wipe your
turn.
Ass with it.
Still our turn.
Oh, sorry. I'll shut up.
Be nice, children.
I mean, the special effects were... Okay, so I was recommended to see it. We were recommended to see it in 3D, right?
Yeah, of course. They filmed it in 3D.
So the cool thing about it is...
filmed it for 3D, I should say.
Right. Even though it was in... this is the coolest part about the movie for me, I think.
Yeah.
Even though it was on... You know, we saw it in the movie theaters, it was still letterboxed. And they utilized that letterbox a lot to do special effects. So, when they would shoot the beam, you would see it come out from the bottom of the screen... The special effect, it was definitely worth the 3D. Trust me. Don't look at me.
If you want
like that.
To see the movie, it's worth the 3D. If you obviously have a negative feeling about it, don't go see it in 3D.
And also, the villain was wearing an Anthrax t-shirt in one part of the movie. So,
he
got a hall pass for me.
He got a hall pass, really?
Yeah.
Giggity.
Giggity. All right, so
different version of Hall
Pass than
you.
We liked Ghostbusters. Was it a perfect movie? No. Was it fun?
No, but no movies are ever perfect. So you know,
I had a good time.
You had a good time.
The original Ghostbusters, a perfect movie.
I'm not comparing it to the original Ghostbusters.
No, you said there's no such thing as a perfect movie.
In my opinion, there's no such thing as a perfect movie. But everybody has their own opinion.
Star Wars, perfect movie.
No.
Well, Empire Strikes Back is a perfect movie.
Let's. I'll go with that one. Jurassic Park,
perfect
movie.
Perfect movie, yeah. Godfather, perfect movie.
Who?
Alien,
yeah.
Jaws.
And Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Jaws.
Aliens.
Well, even though Jaws turned out to almost be a failure.
Ghostbusters 2016.
Well, it's not a perfect
movie. The first
mover.
Avengers.
Yeah, that's a pretty perfect movie.
That was an awesome movie. Excellent director.
Deadpool.
Excellent movie.
I think it's perfect for the character. I don't think it's a perfect movie, but it's perfect for the character.
Mohinder was in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Ooh. The cab driver, Mohinder.
Not Mohinder. That's wasn't that the guy from Heroes?
No. I think his name was Mohinder. I don't remember.
I know Dan Aykroyd's supposed to be a cab driver.
The cab driver from Deadpool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Indian dude.
Yeah, he was in it.
Oh, nice.
He was, of course, he delivered Chinese food.
He was a delivery guy, very typecast. Yeah. Poor guy.
I mean, it's a fun movie.
It's not a fun
movie. It is a fun movie.
Not a fun
Dopinder.
Movie.
Dopinder. Okay, yeah. There you go. How can you... Okay. If the show all of a sudden stops recording,
yeah,
because we get too mad at each other,
because that's because we're punching each other.
That's right. Okay, no, so I don't know.
I refuse to fight anybody over this ridiculous.
We're not fighting.
Movie. I refuse to.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Well, because one, this is the stupidest thing to fight about.
Okay, well, first of all,
like,
you have
it's okay to not like this movie.
No, exactly.
It's okay.
Everybody is allowed to have their
to
opinion.
Like this movie, which
yeah, it is,
even though I think you're kind of crazy to like it.
I think you're crazy to hate something you've never even seen.
I don't need to see it. It's shown me everything I need to see in the trailers.
No, it hasn't.
And I've read everything that there is to see about this movie, and I don't like it. I don't like Melissa McCarthy. I don't like Paul Feig movies, and I don't like any of the cast members except maybe Leslie Jones.
She was great in the movie.
She was good, yeah.
For what I understand, she's the only person who plays a real character.
And she got. Have you seen this Twitter thing about her?
She got fucked up on Twitter.
That was horrible. People are fucking.
Well,
if you don't like the movie, that's one thing. But don't attack somebody personally
to make
like
it
that.
Personal, it's one.
That
thing,
was way
yeah.
fucked up.
She's awesome too. She's hilarious.
It's just it's a shitty excuse. The movie itself. I'm not saying anybody in particular. I think the movie's a shitty cash grab to sell high C drinks, Papa John pizzas, and Twinkies.
I want a high C Ecto Cooler and a Twinkie.
I want
right
a
now.
Twinkie. Yeah,
that's all that fucking movie. And to sell you car insurance.
Car insurance.
What car insurance?
Progressive. They were a sponsor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, the Progressive girl was like the ghost, you know?
Was she
really?
The
female ghost in the commercial.
Oh,
no. Not in the movie. In the Progressive commercial.
I have
she
not
was.
Seen that.
Yeah, I saw it like once. She's the ghost, the lady ghost.
Oh, also, there's a vacuum commercial for Ghostbusters.
Well, dude, that was any big blockbuster summer movie.
That's not true.
That's how they pay the bills.
Not true.
Bullshit.
That's how they pay the bills.
Not true.
That is definitely true.
No, not at all.
Yes.
And to call this movie a blockbuster is not even close.
Was one for me.
Okay, we saw Independence Day
we did see that.
I didn't see that movie either.
It was fun. And I like Jeff Goldblum, so hey.
I like Jeff Goldblum. I just didn't see the reason for this movie.
We saw the Jeff Goldblum Funko Pop for like $5 at Best or the
You know, I should have gotten that. Darn it.
You got to have a Jeff Goldblum on your desk. Come on, dude.
That's right.
Only
but I want
like,
the fly Jeff Goldblum,
only
though.
Only if he's doing that weird pose where he's laying down. That's the only... Like,
we can make a custom one for you. I know people that could do it.
Catherine would love that. If you can get one, she would love it. Anyway, back to Ghostbusters.
No, I think we're done.
No. I'm going to say my piece.
No, let him say his piece.
My thing is I refuse to pay money to see it. I will watch it when it comes on TV or if... someone wants to watch it, I will sit there and watch it and quietly mutter under my breath how shitty it is.
Quietly?
Well, from what I understand, it's nothing but stupid, mundane improv jokes. And that's the problem with Paul Feig's directing style. He doesn't structure his jokes. They're all forcing something to be funny that's not funny. That's what this whole movie is. And that and shit and fart jokes.
I don't really remember shit and fart jokes. That's a Kevin Smith movie.
No.
Yes.
No. Kevin Smith movies, at least the fart jokes are kind of funny.
Or his dick and fart jokes.
Yeah, they put dicks in there.
This is vaginas.
There was some vagina jokes.
Yeah, there was one. No, there's
and
couple.
Then the fact that they blatantly go out of their way to make the major male cast star the dumbest person in the movie. Nobody in the original Ghostbusters was dumb. Everyone played it straight. Everyone played it real. What made it funny, it was how smart Ghostbusters was.
Yes?
I'm just saying. And to the fact that... I don't know. Like, you could have told an actual real they had a good opportunity to reboot a... What I would imagine would be a gone franchise because Harold Ramis is gone.
There was a great little homage to.
There's
Harold
a
Ramis.
Bust of him. There's a statue of him somewhere in some college.
Yes,
big fucking deal.
But that was cool.
Was it though? It would be a lot cooler if they did an animated ghost and had him talking.
No, that'd be tacky.
I don't think that'd be tacky.
I think that'd be tacky.
That would have been tacky. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
No, well, the rest of the ghosts.
I mean,
looks like
shit gonna,
anyway.
Is Tupac gonna hologram in there too while they're at it?
Hell, that would be hilarious.
And then Elvis or something.
And then the fact that the end of the movie turns into an action film with ghosts is
dude,
retarded.
That was awesome.
No,
Leslie Jones was kicking
ass. That's not what Ghostbusters is.
It did sort of turn into that.
Yes, and that's why it was awesome.
That's not what Ghostbusters
And Kate McKenna
is,
was
though.
Kicking ass with double wielding, man. Come on.
They did make fun of that part, though. They were like, they knew what it was, and they were making fun of it themselves.
And the fact that she's playing a lesbian, and she's like licking her guns like dicks.
They never said she was a lesbian.
No, she
I know, but then
she makes quite passes to what's-her-face all the time. It's like, yeah, you want to go knock it out in the back?
They never heard that.
Yeah, they do.
Where did you read this from?
It's on every message board.
That was Ghostbusters XXX.
No.
that's the porn parody coming out in about 6 months.
The all-lesbian Ghostbusters remake. Anyway, I want to see that one.
It doesn't really matter. It's just, I have no interest. I really hope they don't get a sequel. I really want this to fall flat in their face so people can realize we need to stop rebooting stupid fucking franchises.
What about Back to the Future reboot they're going to
work I don't on? Want that either.
That's I don't want stupid. That either.
You know, the way you think this is stupid for Back to the Future, I think Ghostbusters.
No, I understand that's the way you feel, but you know, but.
But Ghostbusters, yeah, okay.
What? Go. What?
What?
Say is it going to be Marty's son or something?
No. Daughter? Ghostbusters, they could do different characters because.
Yes, they could have. Had they tried that opportunity. They had that opportunity here
they
to
did.
Connect that
They
didn't. No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. They could have just said, oh, hey. Do you remember those old Ghostbusters? And now we got this weird problem with ghosts. We need to get them to help us out. That's all this fucking movie needed and good writing.
Like the video game. Remember the video game?
Well, the video game was just like a...
You're a trainee.
Yeah, it was just a circle jerk for fanboys.
That was a great game.
Well, the game wasn't great, but the fact that it felt like a movie was great.
Yeah. That was Ghostbusters. That was the
Ghostbuster sequel that I got and I needed and I was happy.
Okay.
But...
You know,
I wanted basically what Extreme Ghostbusters was, the TV show.
Yeah.
Had this movie been more like that, I would have been a lot more happy. We don't need a team just of women. We don't need the roles reversed. We need to integrate men and women in different races. And
you know, well, there was a man Ghostbuster.
Who?
Wasn't he briefly? He was in the outfit.
Yeah.
Who? Chris Hemsworth?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, but he plays a fucking idiot. And then he becomes the bad guy.
He gets possessed by the bad guy,
which doesn't make fucking sense either.
That's part of his plan.
No.
How does one spirit...
All
he wore an Anthrax t-shirt. Shut up.
It's so bad. It's just lazy, shitty writing.
All your opinions are ignored now.
Two words, Anthrax
lazy
shirt.
Lazy, shitty writing is what Ghostbusters 2016 is. But you know, the greatest thing about this reboot, if it inspires some new kid... That's great. However, that's not what my Ghostbusters
Guess what
is.
I got, though, this week? I got the Lego Ghostbuster set, the original Ecto-1.
Oh, yeah, I got that, too.
I'm going to put that shit together.
What I really want is that original Ghostbusters Firehouse. That shit's
expensive.
My cousin
bought
that. My cousin is actually moving here to town next week, and they bought that, and they've never put it together.
Oh, we're going to help them.
We're going to go over there and help them put that shit together.
Or
I'll watch.
Can
I'll do
put it.
Put
it together and send it to my house.
You can come help if you want. put pieces in your pocket and shit.
No, I actually want it. I probably will eventually buy it.
$350 though, man.
Yeah, I know. Someday when I have like just $500 to burn in my pocket, I'll buy it.
All right. Did you see they're also doing like a $350 like Disney castle, like Sleeping Beauty Castle from like Magic Kingdom?
I did see that. That's something they're about to announce pretty soon.
But if they put a $200 Haunted Mansion out, I'd probably have to buy that shit.
Yeah, you would.
You know I would.
I did buy the Millennium Falcon at Comicpalooza for $80.
Like a He-Man castle.
How much is that normally?
It's $150 normally.
I need Slave One. I missed out on that.
Good luck, because that's out of print, bro.
I know.
They don't make that anymore.
I know.
There's this thing called brickfinder.com.
I went Back to the Future, too. I went to DeLorean they put out.
Yeah, good luck finding that, too.
I know. I've looked it on eBay prices.
Go to brickfinder.com. I found some old Lego, Indiana Jones Legos there that I'm going to probably buy.
You know, Craig Price from Reality Check is actually doing Lego photography now.
Well, he's doing it for his business, like
right.
calling cards or whatever, or
so,
like slides and stuff.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, me and Justin, we were recently on Reality...
Justin and I, sorry.
Shh. Grammar Nazi over here. Sorry.
Hey, don't say that word in this house. Don't say grammar.
We were on the Craig Price's show recently talking about how the processes of making our comic book.
Yeah. How did that go for you?
It was good. I had a great time talking with Craig, and it seemed like a good show. I haven't listened to the episode yet.
I downloaded it yesterday, because I had lunch with Craig, and I downloaded it. I have not listened to it yet, but he's always a great interviewer. He knows how to get good stuff out of people. He interviewed me, what, 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
About social media for Comicpalooza and all that. A lot of fun.
Sweet.
So check out Reality Check with Craig Price. Check out, what episode number is it? Do you know? Oh, you did not come prepared.
Well, I didn't know what we were going to talk about it.
Of course we're going to talk about it.
Sorry. It's like 100-something, I think.
Let's find out.
We'll find out.
You know what we can do while we're finding out? Let's talk about our sponsor.
Sure. Which sponsor would you like to talk about?
The only sponsor we have.
Oh, really? We only have one sponsor?
What's that sponsor name? Come on, dude. Really?
Tweaked Audio.
Tweakedaudio.com. Oh, my God.
The awesome people at Tweaked Audio.
So speaking of tweakedaudio.com, we still have a pair of headphones to give away.
All right.
So let's talk about these headphones. They are fucking great. I didn't mean to cuss. I'm sorry.
They're great.
They are great. I love them so much that I have to cuss.
Yeah.
No, they're really great. I listen to them every day. I've started, you know, doing my morning walks again. And I listen to them every morning, and they sound great. They don't have any loss of quality or any of that kind of stuff. They feel great in your ear, because I've had some earbuds that just get uncomfortable after a few minutes, you know what I mean? These, if you go to the website, tweakedaudio.com, put in the code MetalGeeks, save 33% off your entire order, free shipping, and lifetime guarantee.
Forever.
Forever. And ever.
And ever.
In your ear holes.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we do have a pair to give away, so... what I want you to do is go on to Twitter, tweet out to both at Metal Geeks and at tweakedaudio.com, or at Tweaked Audio, I'm sorry, why you want these. Why should you get these pair of amazing Tweaked Audio headphones that have inline mics? You can actually use them on your phone to talk. So that's all you got to do. And we will pick a random winner.
Word.
Words to, indeed.
To your mother?
Word to the mothers.
Word to your mother. Reality Check, did you find out your episode number?
I was talking.
No.
I was looking at you the whole entire time. I can look right now. Just 2 seconds.
Do, 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 do.
Hold.
Don't do the tune because you'll start. You'll owe them money.
Here we go. 203.
Episode number 203 of
Way Off.
Reality Check with Craig Price. You said like 100.
Yeah, I said it was like 100 something.
We pissed off of you now.
Yeah. Pissing all over his episode. I'm sorry. It was good. I had a good time talking with him.
Cool.
And
I got to listen to that. I want to hear about how a comic book actually is made. Well, I don't know what you guys do over there.
You don't know what we do?
I don't know.
You should know what we do.
They make stuff.
They make cool stuff. They're being all creative and shit. I don't understand that.
Yeah, speaking of which, we about to lock in our first issue all the way through.
Really?
Issue one's pretty much done in the can. We're looking
going to print?
Going to print probably next week.
Wow.
And we're looking on date for all our Kickstarter ship dates and all that stuff. So we're looking good.
So if you were a Kickstarter supporter for Grey Bear Comics and... your comic book?
Yeah, Speak No Evil, issue number one. And then issue number two, we're going to be launching another one in October.
Another Kickstarter?
Another Kickstarter for issue two.
Damn it, I'm in that one.
Yeah, so...
Spoiler!
I have to pony up more?
Yeah, well, I don't think you have to pony up more, but you're going to have to, you know...
No, you're supposed to say yes, you have to pony up more.
Get the info out there more, I guess.
I think I've done my job already. Weekly, I think we do our job.
Yeah, well, we try.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're at graybearcomics.com, and if reserve your copy now if you want to grab it.
Do you have any other topics you wanted to discuss? Let's talk about that X-Men thing. Did you read the article?
No, I heard about what's happening. I didn't read the article.
I've been reading a little bit X-Men here and there. So basically, the Terrigen Mist, which is the mist that's out there that turns people into inhumans, it's also killing the X-Men. It's killing mutants.
Because they're already mutant.
Because they're already mutated, right. So it's just actually killing people now. So there's less mutants in the world, but the article that I read that there's going to be no more real X-Men in the Marvel Universe because apparently they're doing that whole Fantastic Four thing. They want the rights back.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm reading. It's spoilers, so I'm warning you here.
Spoiler.
So, like I said, the Terrigen Mist is what's killing the X-Men, and Marvel's planning this. It's X-Men No More is pretty much the what's going to happen. It looks like an awful lot like the continuation of an active campaign by Marvel to undermine a very particular chunk of its comic book domain. Just like what they did with Fantastic Four. They said, hey, we're going to stop doing these comics until we don't want to promote what's going on out there. So it just stopped.
Yeah, just how long is it going to take for them to reboot it, though?
I don't know.
Then it's going to be the new X-Men.
Because Fox still owns the rights to X-Men series and Fantastic Four.
Whatever happened to that live-action series, the X-Men live-action series that's supposed to come out?
I think they're still talking about one. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a whole bunch of teenagers being like New Mutants and shit like that.
Well, I mean, they're doing a New Mutants movie.
Are they?
Or X-Force movie.
X-Force.
Which is pretty much the same thing. Yeah. It's the same characters from New Mutants, so...
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
I wonder if we're going to see any... Because they've been shooting Deadpool, the sequel already, right? They're in production already.
Yes, right? They are already making the new Deadpool movie.
I'm wondering if we're going to see like any like still images for Comic-Con.
Probably.
That'd be kind of cool.
There's going to be a lot of shit teased at Comic-Con. Because when's the big Marvel Hall A... Are they doing that this year?
Hall H.
Hall H. Well, sorry. Yeah, usually don't they stop doing it because of...
Well, usually they don't go to...
D23?
Well, D23, they only go to that...
But Marvel's D23, not part of... Fox is not part of that
right.
D23.
But D23, yeah. They've announced dates for 2017.
Oh,
tickets
really?
Are already on sale.
I kind of want to go to that next year.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, I got
to
tell you.
We should try to make some time to go to that.
We can go. We got press passes last time we went.
Let's
so.
Go, man. I'm down.
I'm down.
I'm down like a clown.
Let's do it. I'm going to look up the date for two... D23.
You're down like Pennywise the Clown.
You know, they're making an It movie.
Yeah, I've seen Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise, which looks pretty good. He looks cool.
I wonder if they're going to go with the ridiculous route at the end. It's a giant spider.
What? It's a spider? No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so.
I was about to say, did you not know that? The clown
no,
was
the
spider the whole entire time?
D23 2017 at the Anaheim Convention Center, July 14th through 16th. Middle of July. In the summertime.
You know what that means, though? If it comes out next year, you might see some footage for episode 8.
Oh, yeah. I think, we went to, like, the big Hall A thing they had over at D23. Not this previous one, but the one year. The
year prior.
2013 is when we went.
Yeah.
And we got there, like, super early that morning. We didn't have
a nice
camp.
Long line.
We didn't camp out all night. We got there maybe, what, 5 in the morning or something like that? Five or six?
No, not that early, I don't think.
Yeah, we got there pretty early, dude. Maybe it was like 6.
Yeah, dude.
6 or 7, I'd say.
Yeah, dude.
It's funny that you call your wife dude.
I call him dude, too. It's just
that's,
a bad habit.
Because he's a dude.
Yeah, we've been together that long. I can call her dude.
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 Dude is a multi-gender term.
That's right. It's a term of endearment. But we waited in that line. It was. We almost didn't make it in.
What'd you see?
We saw scenes from Captain America.
Cool.
Muppets. The Muppet movie.
The Last Muppets.
That Most Wanted.
Guardians of the Galaxy. We saw a sneak preview before it was out.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 should be coming out. Some footage should be coming out soon.
Yep.
Maybe that will be premiered at... No, that probably won't be at Comic-Con.
If you are a Disney fan, if you're a Marvel fan, if you are, any of the Disney properties, Star Wars...
Disney,
I mean,
anything that Disney owns.
Which is everything. Muppets.
Right about now.
I heard the last one was even bigger than when we were there, so in 2017, it'll even be even bigger.
That was like the first big unveiling for Star Wars.
They didn't have Star Wars when we went.
No, they did not. They talked about it, but they didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Because they just purchased Star Wars when y'all were there.
Yes.
And then last year? Was it last year?
2015.
Yeah. Last year when they
that
had
been
it.
The year to
they're
go.
Doing it biannually.
Episode 7 was about to come out.
Yeah.
So they should probably showed a crap load of new stuff. So... Rogue One coming out this Christmas.
And then whatever Marvel
and
movies
then,
you have.
So
are you up to go there? Are you up to go to D23 and do a whole Metal Geeks invasion?
Totally. Yeah,
and then
totally.
Go to Disneyland? Oh, darn.
We have to go to Disneyland. Oh,
it's right across the street.
It is.
Well, can we go to the Hollywood Park first? Because I went to the main park last time.
We can go to both parks. Trust me.
Okay. I want to go to Hollywood Park for sure.
It's going
to
be very busy in July, but whatever.
Well, you know.
I'm sort of an expert by now. Trust me. We can get around.
Just go to the opposite direction where everyone's going.
Exactly right. That and you make sure you get fast passes.
Fast passes is the only way to go.
Yeah.
And get there early. Get there super, super early.
Last time I got there, this was like 2-3 years ago. It was like I got there at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the gates didn't open till 9 or 8. I can't remember. Yeah.
And then go to the left, right? Correct? You go to the opposite direction.
You always go to Haunted Mansion first.
Yeah.
No, you go get your fast pass first.
Then you go to Haunted Mansion.
The first thing I went on the first time I went was...
If you go to California Adventure, you go get your fast pass for...
The Cars Ride.
For... What's it called? I can't think of the name of the ride now.
Cars Ride,
which is an amazing ride. You go get your fast pass.
Radiator Springs Racers.
You get your fast pass, and then you go get in line, ride the ride.
Yes.
And then you'll have fast pass for like a couple hours later, and you're already good.
Cool.
Because there's always a line for the fast pass, too. Trust me. Stick around. Would you go again?
Yeah.
Dude,
we need to go into this year.
We're supposed to take your niece for her graduation. When did she graduate?
Probably like May, June.
Of next year. Of 2017.
Yeah.
So a month later, we can just go to D23 and go to Disneyland. It all works out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Disney to the rescue.
I'll start selling blood now.
So can we talk about Rogue One and that thing that they had in London? That whole Star Wars event?
The Star Wars Celebration?
Yeah. That was really cool, wasn't it?
The Celebration Station?
Are you watching any of the Star Wars Rebel stuff?
I'm not caught up on season two, but I want to talk about that real quick. Admiral Thrawn is coming to Star Wars Rebels season 3.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So how far are you in season 2? I don't want to ruin anything.
Maybe halfway through.
Is Darth Maul showed up yet?
No.
Okay. All right.
I think I have him on my DVR, but my DVR was sort of broken right now. So I'm going to have to find another way to watch him.
Does that mean you're going to lose all your recorded stuff?
Yep.
Oh, that sucks.
Yep.
Well, season 2 is coming out on Blu-ray very soon.
Yeah, I'll probably have to wait and just watch it all there.
Yeah, as soon as I buy it, I can let you borrow it.
Okay. You have season 1 on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
I need to get that, too.
It's good. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
The trailer that they showed for the next season looks amazing.
It does.
It looks so good.
And it looks less
of a kid show now.
Ezra's like a time jump. He's much older now.
Yeah, well, it's a few years past after the end of season 2.
Yeah. It's interesting, though.
Yeah. And then the big reveal of Rogue One, the making of featurette that they did.
Oh, I love this making of featurette.
Oh, that was so good, wasn't it?
Yes.
The fact that they have that really cool warped screen so they can shoot like the inside of the spaceships shots. So it looks like they're in like in a real space and stuff. Looks awesome. And that monkey, space monkey dude looks fucking cool.
I need to watch it again.
Yeah, it's so
Vader.
Good.
Huh? The leaked trailer.
The leaked trailer. They showed like a really small glimpse of Vader, and everything looks so good about Rogue One. And everyone was talking about it was all hype and shit like that before Rogue One was coming out. And after seeing that, it like solidified. Like it's more than just hype. It looks terrific.
Yeah, it comes out like 6 months from now.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not very far. That's not far away.
I'm waiting for them to go on sale. I thought tickets were going to go on sale right after they announced that, but sure. I looked and it did not go on sale. Because last year I got locked out. I couldn't get tickets for the night of. I'm going to get tickets for the night of for Rogue One.
We did. It was like the day after we got back from Disneyland too. We were like, okay.
I had to go the day after it came out at midnight or at 10 o'clock at night.
I know. I remember that.
Yeah, I was so upset because I was trying to click check out and it wouldn't let me check out.
Oh yeah.
I was upset.
So let's plan for D23 next year. I will put in press passes. We will cover it as Metal Geeks. We'll get interviews. We'll do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Need at least 4 or 5 passes then.
We might have to pay for some.
Yeah, we might have to buy some passes, but
whatever.
At least we'll get some free.
That's right.
And then we'll have to figure out room and board.
We'll just get a hotel room around there.
Yeah.
Plan it early. Get a hotel room that's cheaper. You're good.
You'll have to plan it early because the prices will increase knowing that big event's going on.
Word.
So we can probably book hotel now. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Booking.yeah.
Because you don't pay for it now until you actually get there. Might as well book a room now.
Yeah, I guess. You can always cancel if, like, for whatever reason we can't go.
Pre-plan. I know a couple good hotels that are walking distance, too, so.
Nice. Word.
Word to your mother.
And that's about it. I think we talked to everything I wanted to talk about. I'm excited for Killing Joke on Monday.
Killing Joke, we're seeing that Monday. So we've talked about Star Wars. We've talked about Ghostbusters. We've talked about...
Wait, what? Ghostbusters?
Yeah, in the new
what are you talking about?
In the new Star Wars movie?
You mean the 1984 amazing film Ghostbusters?
I'm talking about the 2016 re-movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Did they make a new movie?
I don't know.
No, they didn't. That's the answer.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, they didn't. Just pretend like it never happened.
Okay.
It's like a really bad dream.
Wow. It was a good dream.
Good dream. It was a great dream for me.
It was a really bad dream.
It was a wet dream for her.
With angry vaginas in it.
Hemsworth was pretty hot looking. There were angry vaginas in it.
There was some period jokes in the movie.
See?
Wasn't there?
Low-hanging fruit, guys.
I like low-hanging fruit. That's why I like Kevin Smith's movies.
Well, he does low-hanging fruit tastefully. Paul Feig movies?
Really?
Not so much.
Speaking of Kevin Smith, there's a game on sale on the PS4 this week called Randall's... What's it called? Randall's Monday.
Whatever happened to that Mallrats game he was making?
I don't know. There's still another one coming out. Trevor Furman, the guy who was in Clerks 2, is working on a game.
What, Elijah was his name, right?
Elijah. But there was a game that came out a couple years ago, like on PC. It just came out recently on PS4. It's called Randall's Monday, and it's actually voiced by Randall. And it's a point-and-click adventure game, like the old 80s LucasArts.
You pick stuff for him
and
to say.
And Jay and Silent Bob are in it.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, it's like on sale. I got to get this game.
Is it also a Steam game?
It is on Steam, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's on PS4 as well.
Oh, nice. Cool.
It's on sale this week for like $4 or $5, something like that.
Right on.
There's another game coming that just came out that I want to get. It's a typography game.
That was weird looking, but kind of
Typewriter,
cool.
R-I-D-E-R. It looks really interesting and fun. If you're
it's like the typing of
no, it's not font. It's not like Typing of the Dead at all.
You're
two little dots, and you travel through different worlds based on different fonts in different time periods.
Gothic should be awesome.
Yeah. It's a very interesting looking game.
No Comic Sans, though, please.
I want a Comic Sans level.
That's going to be the
backwards
level.
It sounds like the most nerdiest of nerd games.
It really is. I'm into it.
What kind of literary nerd do you have to be to enjoy that game?
No, you need to be a font nerd.
Yeah.
I'm a fontaholic, so...
Okay.
I like fonts.
I like the fonts that they use for Stranger Things.
That is actually really cool.
That is
it reminds
a good
me
one.
Of, what does it remind me of, too?
It's the font from, like, Stephen King books.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, like it's sort of like glowy and stuff.
It has that neon apparel to it.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it's a great show. I'm gonna
great
watch
font.
I'm gonna watch it.
I love that font. I think that's about it. We need to wrap it up, I guess.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B.
How are we gonna wrap this? How are we closing the show?
Like we always do. You can find us on
the internet.
Exactly right.
On the social medias.
So find us at metalgeeks.net. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram. Thank you again to Bill for keeping it real there.
Keep it real, Bill.
Facebook, all under at Metal Geeks. You can find us as well on Podbros, Houston Nerdcasting Collective, Altness.com, Nerdbong, and ESOpodcast.com. You can also now get your limited edition Redbubble t-shirts of Metal Geeks. Oh, we got background music going on. This is awesome. I need some metal, though, not some beatboxing.
Okay, unfortunately, there's no metal beatboxing I can do other than...
Do quietly.
Oh, I don't think you can do that quietly.
Oh, shit. We never got the George Hates Metal.
I may have
to. Oh, no. Next time, when Dave's here.
All right. We'll wait till Dave is back.
When Dave's back.
But your band of you were chosen is Orphanland.
Orphanland.
From Ithriel.
It's is it Batman's favorite group?
No, that's the Martha's.
I see what you did there. I'm not going to go there.
Why?
It's not called the Martha.
Martha.
Your mom's name is Martha?
Martha?
Did we just become best friends?
Would you like bunk beds while you're
At what point did the director...
Do you want to go shopping in IKEA together?
At what point did the director say, oh yeah, this is totally going to work?
How drunk were they when they thought it was a great idea?
Or better yet, like, did the editor like, oh shit, how am I going to cut this movie together?
But back to our t-shirt. And you can get our limited edition t-shirt. Thank you again to Aaron Garcia from Deep in the Horror of Texas.
Yay.
For doing this. for making these great. We have a limited edition black one and a green one.
Ooh, green.
Green. Green's pretty cool. I need to order mine, actually.
Yeah, at redbubble.com.
That's right. And you can also go to, where else?
iTunes.
iTunes. Yep.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
Leave us a review. That's the only way to build up the Metal Geeks army. Listen for me on
the... Is that where we are now, an army?
We're an army.
Oh, okay. Army of nerds.
Army of
listen
me.
To George talk about his comic book on the latest episode of Reality Check with Craig Price. And listen to me on the latest episode of Zilch, a Monkeys podcast.
Yep.
Tweakedaudio.com, 33% off with the code Metal Geeks. Free shipping, lifetime guarantee.
33%. 33.
Am I missing anything?
I was going to make a Kevin Smith joke, but it wouldn't make sense if it was 37.
Mid 33. It's 37 minus a few.
What was the math on that?
Yeah, 4.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I was trying to come
wait,
up with
where's
something.
My calculator?
I was trying to come up with something witty, but it didn't just happen. It just fell out of my head.
This is before Clerks. It was only 33.
That's right.
It's the prequel.
Yeah, there you go.
Where's about for yous?
They can find me and Justin's project at Grey Bear Comics. It's G-R-A-Y. You can pre-order issue number 1, which will be coming out fairly soon. We're going to be at Amazing Con in September.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And in August, we're planning like a little Texas tour. We're going to do a little satellite tour around Texas at all these different comic book shops.
That's cool.
So kind of keep your eye lookout on Facebook. We'll be sending invites and stuff like that to people. And I know for sure we're going to do stuff here in Houston, and then we're going
to you should go to Dallas around August 11th and do a little tour.
I believe we're going to be in Houston during that portion, and then we're going to take a small break and then go to San Antonio, Austin, and then the first week of September we're going to go to Dallas.
Hmm.
That's the plan for now. It's a very loose plan. Nothing's in stone, but that's what the idea.
That's fun. Looks like that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited to go to the shows, and I'm really to go to the shops and meet fans or meet people and try to make them into fans.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. You're going to like it, darn it.
Become my fan. Love me.
You're my biggest fan.
You have to call him all them.
Do what?
Call him all them.
Yeah, call him all.
That's right. What about you? Where can people find you?
I don't really have social media that much.
You do.
I do personal stuff. That's just more personal. So I guess I would refer back to...
At Metal Geeks. Geeks.
Yes. That's at right. Metal Geeks.
Or Comic Palooza.
Metal Geeks. Well, I dabble a bit on the Metal Geeks Facebook page. So I'll occasionally post stuff. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Dave will be back next time. He already said he would. He's going to be at the Classic Game Fest soon.
Next weekend
in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
That looks like a lot of fun. I wouldn't mind going to that.
Yeah, it could be cool. If I have time, I would go, but I doubt I'll have time.
You can always make time for Austin.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't ever sleep.
I just spent some time in Austin.
I know you did. So I think that wraps it up. So thanks for tuning in. And as always, we're going to let our special guest say the last word.
Keep it geeky.
And...
keep it metal.
Keep it metal.
I like how you say metal with no T.
Mel.
Keep it metal.
Not mellow.
I didn't say mellow.
I know.
Metal. It's that Brit pop in her.
That's right.
She really wants to say that.
That's right.
And keep it geeky, motherfuckers. All right.
See you guys later. Thank you.
ODB. Metal Geeks.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.